whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. My name. Oh, wait. Also, when I said that, all of a sudden in my brain, I became Eminem.
Uh-huh.
I was like, my name is Sicka Sicka Slim Shady.
Dana Powell.
What an idiot. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
And I am Jessica Young.
And
we are here to rant and rave.
See, you just went with the flow and I followed your pointy fingers. Your pointy dance fingers. I followed them. I think it worked, right?
Oh my God. Get better. But why are we in sync in person? And I think there's a slight delay when we're recording.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Like, even if it's just like a second, that 1 second can throw everything off, just like an Olympic trial.
I know, but I can find it. I just got to hit that pocket.
But speaking up, now I'm getting very emotional.
Oh boy. Why?
Well, you know, the Olympics were canceled this year. I mean, that's not a secret.
Right.
But I live for the Olympics. Like, that is one of my greatest joys in life, to watch the Olympics, winter or summer, any and every event I can get my eyeballs on.
Really? I'm pretty specific about what I enjoy.
I mean, I know.
Ice skating, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That ribbon twirling, of course.
What about curling?
Nope, not interested. It's just not fun to me. It's not interesting to watch.
The Canadian in me has to love my birth country's national pastime of curling.
I'm glad you didn't call it a sport. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just kidding. It takes a lot of skill to slide that thing.
Wait. Do you know what? I'm not joking. I just thought about this. One of our things that we talked about last year was Skye Brown, a teeny little whippersnapper of a thing. Remember, she was 9 or 10 at the time, and she was going to be the youngest Olympian ever. She was going to go to the Olympics for extreme sports.
Oh, no.
All right. I didn't mean to bring us down on the... Oh, I just was about to start doing the Olympic theme song, and then I realized I was doing the opening to the Nutcracker. So let's just leave it at that.
Well, it's easy to get gymnastics and the Nutcracker confused. Jessica, how was your week?
You know what? My rage walks are working in ways that I never thought that they would, Dana.
I love your rage walks.
I love them too. And I'm telling you, I'm not telling anyone this to make them feel bad, because I am not. And I hate any of this comparing. And again, whatever people can do to get through their day that makes them sane to take care of themselves and or family or friends or whatever your situation is, I am here for it and support it 100%. But for me personally, because I'm sedentary all day from working at home, I had to start walking. Well, Dana, I lost 20 pounds from my rage walking.
Yes! Good for you.
And I can assure you all, I surely haven't stopped eating. And I haven't stopped having a cocktail or two when I'm in the mood, okay?
Oh my God, so, Jessica. Cocktail Friday for me can come any day of the week at this point.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. That's amazing.
Thank you. I mean, I feel great. Honestly, like, I have to do it now. It's like, I kind of like jones for it now. It's my new addiction. I got to get out and rage walk.
Yeah.
But you see all the weird shit that I'm finding. I mean,
that's what my neighbor makes me laugh.
I told Alan, I'm like, the sad part is a lot of the stuff that I want to photograph, I've tried. I can't do it by myself. So somebody even asked me how I was getting pictures. I think they were questioning my quarantine compliance. And I'm like, well, first of all, any close-ups are of me. They're a selfie. There are 2 or 3 full body shots, and that is like some of the ladies in my neighborhood and my neighbors that I know. We run into each other on the street and we just kind of start walking and we're separated, right? There's people everywhere. It's like you can't hide. There's nowhere to go where there's no one walking.
Sure.
So I have asked them, I'm like, could I trouble you? And I don't give them my phone. I was like, could I trouble you to take a picture of me with your phone and then text it to me?
Yeah.
Which I normally would have felt bad and too embarrassed. Now I don't care.
No.
And I'm willing to do anything to get the shot. Including stand on a rat nest the other day to get that creepy shrine to the Jellicle cats of the LA River.
No, that killed me. That killed me too. So much that. So my thing that I'm obsessed with now, which is so weird, is drawing. And
it's not weird. And you're good at it.
Well, both of my sisters and my mom are great artists. Like,
really?
Yes. My mom used to paint and she was lovely at it. And then both of my sisters can draw literally anything. You just say it to them, they can draw it, and it's amazing.
So jealous.
Me too. I have never been able to draw. Never. But in this quarantine, so remember I told you guys at Christmas time, I just bought one of those weird online year-long packages for a creative site that taught you, like, there's all kinds of stuff. There's editing, there's drawing, there's logo making, just teaching you all kinds of skills, formatting, you know, stuff like that. So I've been watching them for the last few months and kind of letting it simmer in my brain. Well, during quarantine, it's all coming out. And I just can't stop drawing. And I have found I'm not a good drawer by any means. But I have found my own style.
Like,
I just sort of finally was able to let go of my own personal judgment. Like, I couldn't draw a straight line. It would look like I was on drugs because I would get so nervous. So now I've just kind of been like, no, I kind of like that my stuff is shaky and messy. It's a style.
I love it.
And I just sort of went with it. And so I painted you on a rage walk.
Which is amazing.
Now,
and you also did one of my father that I am going to frame because it's so amazing.
I love it.
He made me so happy.
He was my first one where I kind of tailored it to a person and not just a stick figure, you know.
It looks just like him. And he's going to be over the moon that you gave him hair. Because we've all been begging him to remove.
What?
He has a comb over.
Who doesn't? I mean, I'm gonna have a comb over soon.
I did in high school. Do you remember? Like, I'm one of those people that used to start my part above my ear and have my hair go all the way over.
Yes.
Like a Nagel poster in a nail salon.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Jessica. So anyway, that's been my, like, I just, yeah, whatever. This whole time is weird. Do you know that I'm making my bed every day for the first time in my very adult life?
Is it giving you, like, I'm serious, like some sense of normalcy and or accomplishment? Because
it's
that's okay too.
It's giving me accomplishment and it makes me feel like things are in order. And it's like my therapist said that my cleaning, because every day I do dishes or vacuum or laundry, like every day I'm doing something, and almost every drawer and bin and every closet is cleaned out. My only other big project would probably be the garage. But my therapist, I know, but I would love to turn it into a studio for you and I.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, but my therapist is like, I think maybe it's like the only thing you can control and it makes you feel safe and good. And I was like, yeah, I think she's right. Because I am not a housekeeper. I told my mom, I was like, I don't know what's happening to me. It's weird. And I was like, but, you know, I'm just going to let it happen. And then I was like, you know, maybe I'll turn to cooking next. And then I was like, nah, we know better.
Admittedly, now I am still, I do have something marinating in the fridge as we talk about it, but I ain't gonna lie and tell you that the minute Alan was off his crutches and could stand, even though it wasn't supposed to be for long, in a walking boot, I was like, I'm out.
I totally
tapped out like a wrestler, and I'm like, I need your delicious Sicilian cooking back in my life because I am over it. Because I never enjoyed it. I don't want people to be misconstrued and think that I started enjoying it. I've never enjoyed it. I did it out of necessity. And then I got, just like you're saying, like it gives you control. Then I got kind of obsessive that I was going to make this recipe perfect.
Yes. Well, you did a good job.
Thanks. Well, tonight we're going to have sticky chili chicken with hot and sour pineapple.
That sounds terrible. I don't like pineapple.
Oh, you what?
How do you not know this about me? It's a pretty major thing.
Now I'm devastated. You know what? Between avocados and pineapple, I'm actually devastated.
Well, get over it.
I can't. Oh my God, pineapple. No. Oh, it's my favorite fruit on the planet.
What? The only way I have ever eaten pineapple, like little chunks of pineapple, there was a guy at Modern Family, his name is Johnny, and he takes little pieces of fruit. He does cherries, but for some reason, the pineapple were my favorite. I don't know why. He does cherries, pineapple, I think watermelon. Anyway, he soaks them in like 100 proof Everclear.
What?
And they're like little pieces of candy that will get you wasted.
Uh-huh. We used to do that in high school with watermelons. We'd cut a hole. Somebody would turn a bottle of Everclear upside down. The watermelon would soak it up. And then you'd slice it and eat a slice of the watermelon and get crunk. Well, guess what? Oh, boy, I can't believe I'm saying this. Yep. Dad, I did this too. We did this once when someone's parents were out of town, and I took a teacup and I was the one scooping all the liquid off the bottom of the platter that was really filled with that Everclear.
Drinking it?
Uh-huh.
Jessica, did you vomit?
Nope, but I sure did sleep good that night.
Oh my God. I Holy cow.
That's definitely going to warrant an excuse me. You were drinking in high school.
I didn't drink in high school, but I did a couple of crazy things in college. I've told you before that I got drunk one time and my friend was going to the convenience store. Like there were these apartments on the corner of National and I don't know, remember the other street. It's been so long. But anyway, across from my college, and a bunch of people in the theater department lived there. So we'd have parties with Jungle Juice and all that stuff. Well, one time my friend was like, I'm going to walk to the corner store and get some cigarettes. Come with me. And I was on a first floor, like porch balcony. And I was like, I can't get down. And he goes, jump. I'll catch you. And I was like, okay. I jumped in my dress with my granny panties on because it was a party and I didn't want to get drunk and show myself. That dress caught. This was a brick building that I jumped down. That dress caught on those bricks, went right up over my head, and I slid down that brick wall.
Ow. I can feel the burn.
He didn't catch me.
A jerk.
He tried.
It you got brick be. Burn and you fell? Oh,
and everyone saw my granny panties because I was trying to be responsible with my underwear when I was drinking. We better get into our stuff.
Oh, man, alive.
My dad's going to be calling going, excuse me?
Okay. Okay, I will tell you this. I'm sorry, God, but I got to say it. Treat yourself, if you can, to if you're getting takeout or delivery from a local restaurant. A lot of them are doing cocktails to go. And I treated us to another cocktail pack from Hippo.
I saw the
and
picture.
I'm sorry. They're perfect. First of all, now I have all these amazing glass bottles that I'm not trying to be a freak or add to my hoarding. I can't throw them out. I'm going to have to give them to like friends that are like really into making their own bitters and whatnot. It's perfect. And I'm like, well, one day maybe I'll make a cocktail and I'll give them to people. I don't know.
Cool.
They're amazing. And I'm sorry, you just shake it up and pour it over ice. I don't have to do anything to it. Me likey.
Yeah, but
me likey a lot.
I was looking at it and I was like, oh my God, it's so cute. And I bet it's delicious and blah, blah. It ain't enough, Jessica. There ain't enough in that little bottle to make
Well, they do. You're right. But guess what? I'm about to really blow your mind. What we got was the cocktail pack. So like they have five signature drinks each week and that gives you one of each. And like sometimes it's like, you know, shake, pour over ice, then top off with San Pellegrino blood orange. They give you a can of that, or top off with Topo Chico mineral water, whatever. They also do a large format cocktail, which says it serves four. Well, I'm sure it would be right nice just to put it down yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can get, like, if you like, the one of the drinks was tequila, mango, and citrus, you could get that in the large format and just have that drink.
Ooh.
And pour yourself several servings of it.
Now that sounds like my kind of alone party.
Okay. It's so good.
I saw those last night and I was jealous. I was so jealous.
They're so good.
This is super expensive though.
I mean, people might fall out of their chairs and think I'm crazy. I don't think they are for what they are. I mean, come on, a good cocktail, at least in LA, at any restaurant or hotel, even a crappy one, they're not cheap. They're usually $14.
Yeah.
For a cocktail, correct?
Yes, 12 to 14.
Like, you're lucky if you get a beer for $6 somewhere. That would still be like a Budweiser, right?
Yeah.
Not a craft beer. So for five cocktails and the accoutrement, like, if, you know, sometimes it comes with a pack of mint or whatever.
How fancy!
$38 for five drinks. I didn't think
actually,
that's
not bad.
I'm serious. Compared to if we ordered five cocktails going out,
right,
that'd be $100.
Easy.
I'm gonna imagine.
Yeah.
Don't anyone think that we're being all bougie. That's just the reality. That's why usually we go to a dive bar and get a $3 PBR or whatever. You get the drinks.
That's right. And I'm always looking for a good dive.
So like those are 38. And I think the large format ones, which are four servings of the same drink, is $29. I don't think that's bad.
No.
And again, this is not,
it's not
like
something
some
you're
junky
doing.
Stuff.
Well, no. And you're not doing it every night. It's like special, special wanna feel goods, treating yourself. Like
we,
you said.
Yes, we did it like 7 weeks ago on Alan's birthday, like when we were early on in quarantine.
Yeah.
And finally, I was like, you know what? I am tired of cooking. I'm tired of this and that. And I would like to have a nice drink. Let's go get in the car and take a little drive and get the cocktail pack.
Yes, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, real quick, before we get into our rants this week, just want to say rate, review, subscribe, please. So people can find us. People are looking for feel good stuff right now. So share us with your friends if you can. Jessica, you want to tell everybody how they can get a hold of us?
Yes. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast, on Twitter at @raves_the, through our website, www.therantsandravespodcast.com. You can hit the contact button and we get those messages directly. You can also send us an email at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for your support.
Amen.
And yeah, we've talked about this before. It's hard for people to listen to things right now and to have privacy, and everything is turned upside down. But I will tell you, you would never know. You're like, we're oftentimes like, is anyone listening? I feel like Amy Adams and Julie and Julia sometimes. But thank you, because some of our listeners have reached out. It's funny, and they're like, we are listening. And we got a lot of people this week who thanked us for keeping this going. So thank you for listening and keeping us going.
Absolutely.
Because it's motivating us to keep doing this. So
for sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How can they get a hold of us?
I just told them.
You said Instagram and Facebook and everything?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was fixing the cord on my microphone.
I am crying. Oh, God. And they said, big girls don't cry. Well, yes, they do. They cry tears of laughter.
I am a mess. Okay. Well, let's move into our rants. Number one, Dana's an idiot.
Not at all. Okay. So again, you guys, I'm going to pose some questions to Dana. We're going to open the floor now. You can't respond right now, but you can write into us at any of the ways that I aforementioned. Okay. I'm going to ask Dana some questions and we're going to get a read on how she feels about this. Mm-hmm. When you run into someone you haven't seen forever and then run out of things to talk about within 30 seconds,
Oh my God. Isn't that the worst?
That happens to me a lot.
Well, and I am one of those people. I've been this way since I was a child. I'm like, I have to fix it. And so,
yes,
I get
diarrhea of the mouth.
Uh-huh. It's anxiety ridden diarrhea of the mouth. It's like, oh my God. Oh, I was going to tell you the other day, I had a child 8 years ago. So, hope you're well. Right, guys? And then I try and get everybody to unbox. Like, it's just ridiculous. I want to let them know, like, it's okay if we just have silence together, too. But then it feels weird. Like, they don't like it. I don't know.
That's why I'm telling you, and I never do this because I'm always looking away awkwardly, and then I start like having diarrhea of the mouth, and then I've said too much and I'm boring myself, or it's opening the floor to them asking me a million other questions that I don't want to answer. But I recently, when we could still go to the farmer's market, saw someone walking my way, and I was walking their way, and we both just nodded and kind of shouted each other's names with a nod and kept walking.
Yeah, I think.
And this is someone I like very much, but I also think I got nervous. It's not because they're a mean or intimidating person. I'm just kind of intimidated by them because I always like looked up to them. And so I was like, I don't want to be a weirdo or a dork. I'm just going to keep walking. And that's what we did. And I was like, felt really awkward afterwards. And then, of course, was going to send them a message. And then I'm like, do not. Just let it go.
Just acknowledge
each other. It's fine.
I think it's fine. It really is fine. It's way better than just like trying to fix it and getting weirder and weirder. It's always better to run.
Oh, my God. It's always better to run. I have to agree with you there.
And it's not because I don't want to see people. It's because I don't want to be weird.
Right.
You know?
Oh, my God.
I had a Zoom call like that recently where we were all so excited to see each other and say hello. But we were gathering for another friend and we don't all know each other except through this friend when we meet up with this friend. And so it was not unpleasant by any means, but there was twice where there was a really like extra long 22 second. Oh no, who's going to talk first and what are they going to say?
I hate that.
I know. And then you start telling stories about your granny panties and it's all downhill.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a certain group of friends that I love and I get so comfortable around them that I say and do things that I instantly regret and then spend 4 days going over it again in my mind and thinking, should I text each one of them and apologize? And how can I erase that happened?
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Seriously. I'm telling you, I'm trying to not do that as much anymore. And I told you I botched a letter to a friend. Now, this is one of my oldest, dearest friends in the world. And I did text her and I said, I just want you to know there's a card on the way to you. And I was searching for the words and spending way too much time trying to be profound and prolific when all I needed to do was tell you I miss you terribly and I love you so much. And I said, I couldn't do that. So I'm just forewarning you so you don't open it and go, what in the F is wrong with her? Which you may already do nonetheless, but this was like next level.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I'm trying to learn that less is more.
It is. It always is. And yet we never listen to ourselves.
I know.
Look, moral of the story, nod your head and run. What's that
nod
song?
Nod your head while running.
While running. Yes. What's that song that everybody puts to videos now where it goes, dun, 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 dun. Run. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, I made a video like that once. I'll send it to you. It's a really hardcore song where people are doing things and then something bad is going to happen and the music stops and it goes, run. And then
oh my God.
Anyway.
You just made me think of this as a quick aside. I'm realizing I've been promising you for weeks that I'm going to join TikTok. I haven't, admittedly. It's not to defy you. I just have
forgotten. You think I don't know this? You think I don't? Don't know that I'm alone on TikTok and that I have to come in every night at midnight off the porch and go, Dan, I have 6 videos I need to share with you because I'm alone. Because I'm alone on TikTok.
I have a new
41-year-old woman.
I have a new one for you to follow if you're not already.
What is it?
I got Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, girl. I already follow that weirdo.
Because I saw weirdo last night, and he is TikToking, and he's talking to Sly, meaning Stallone, and to Schwarzenegger. I'm dead.
I saw it. It's one of the weirdest but fun things. So and weird. I thought to myself, I was like, I would love to have an awkward dinner with that man. Can you imagine what he 100%. Would say and do? Super talented people. Super talented people are often walking a real fine line.
Oh, yeah.
Creative and crazy. Case in point, Jessica and Dana. But Mr. Hopkins has taken it to a whole other level.
He really has. But I am okay with it.
I am too. I'm
so good
it.
And talented that I'm like, you know what? Be a freak.
Yeah. For my viewing pleasure, the kickback between Leslie Jordan and Anthony Hopkins is the most amazing octogenarian thing I've ever seen in my life.
I have to give you another quick aside because I literally did fall out of my chair. One of my friends was doing a walk the other day.
Yeah.
With Leslie Jordan.
With?
And he just nonchalantly had it on his Facebook. He's like, just a couple of Southern men taking a walk in quarantine.
Is this one of the lovely Southern gay men we know?
Yes. I don't even know if you've ever met him or not, but this is a friend of mine from Tennessee. He's from Alabama originally.
Oh.
And he's young. I mean, he's way younger than Leslie Jordan. And he was with another, Del Shores, who is a playwright. I almost died. I said, you just made my week.
I want Leslie Jordan to be my best friend.
I know. I literally was dying.
I feel like when I get old, I very easily become a Leslie Jordan. I love.
Without what you will be.
I love to tell a story. Ooh, I'm going to be
also
old and never shut up and hope that people love me.
Now I live for the opening of his videos more than anything when he goes, Well, shit.
Well,
what are y'all doing?
What y'all doing? Yeah.
Again, if you're not already following Leslie Jordan, treat yourself
And then if you
catch that man on Instagram.
For sure. He's also on TikTok now, Jessica.
What?
Yeah. Everybody's on TikTok. Okay. Jessica!
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna ask you another one. Okay. Oh, this just happened to me this week, actually. When there's a hair in your mouth and you can't figure out where it is to remove it. I just did a baby dry heave.
Yeah. That's the... Oh, now I'm thinking about it. Because I had a Molly hair stuck in my throat the other night. And it kept... Oh, God. It kept tickling.
Nope.
It kept tickling my tongue.
Oh, God. Don't let this be another towel.
We can't talk about it. Let's go.
Okay. Okay. We're going to go on. Okay. When people are singing happy birthday to you and you don't know where to look or what to do.
That is the truest truth ever.
Right? It's how uncomfortable and awkward do you feel when people are singing happy birthday and everyone's staring at you?
And you're like, should I be singing along? Should I be clapping at you, praising me for getting old? Like, I know that feeling. And sometimes I, you know what I do, because I'm insane. I know I do this. I squinch my eyes together and then I put my head back and forth with the music and go,
yes! Yes! Me too, except mine's like an awkward pursed smirk. And I'm kind of nodding. I kind of look like De Niro. I'm kind of nodding. And I don't want to look anyone in the eye.
No, you definitely don't want to go for eye contact. And I'm pretty sure I usually at least go, Dana! And then go back to my eye squinching.
Oh my God. Why is it the weirdest, most awkward thing? I hate it.
And can I tag on to that and say, why do we do it when it terrifies 96% of children? I can't tell you I had a child, when you have a child, you end up going to so many birthday parties. It's almost too much. And every every young birthday party, there is a child that cries during the happy birthday singing. And my son just automatically covers his ears. He's like, yeah, I'm not into this. He'll sing.
Oh, my God.
But he'll cover his ears. But there is a high percentage of children that cry at happy birthday. And I think that's.
I'm sure.
As an adult.
And it's loud.
Yes, it's loud. As an adult, like, I feel like if I could cry whenever people are staring at me and it would be acceptable, I probably would.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yes.
That's a weird.
I mean, I do, whether it's acceptable or not.
I cry when I look at myself sometimes.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to leave us with one more.
Okay. I'm ready.
When you're eating in front of someone who isn't eating.
Oh, I just don't do that.
I mean, I hate doing that, but sometimes you are forced to, and I don't like it. And I am not making this up. People watch you. I don't know why they need to watch me eat, but that is something I do not miss about my office.
Yeah, my mom used to complain about that all the time.
I mean, people can go and take a break, right? And I would always like sit at my desk because we're trying to keep going, and it's like, I don't need to go take a break like some of the other people are doing. So I'm like every time literally waiting, my food's already been cold for an hour, and I like pick up a sandwich or to go to take a bite, and somebody's like, what are you eating?
Yeah, unacceptable.
Leaning over, ooh, that smells good. Staring, or they're just staring. And so now I'd gotten a little bit bitchy, and I would just literally drop it, and I'd be like, yes, can I help you? And it wasn't to be rude. It's like, I wouldn't be mad if they needed help with work, but why are you staring at me eat? It makes me uncomfortable. And I'm like, it's the same place that I tell you every time. It's Padres Tacos around the corner.
Jessica,
you're welcome to go get some yourself.
It's a really good thing I don't work with you, because I wouldn't connect in that way. I would just tell you what I'm thinking. And I would be like, can I have a bite? Or... ew, that looks gross. And neither is appropriate. I'm just telling you what I would do. But also, can I give some advice for you, for people that don't like that and want to kind of get around it? Mm-hmm. I became the master. So we all know that I have problems with food. And it's not a secret. It's not a secret. I think you just look at me with your eyeballs and go, oh, she likes food. So when I used to work at an office and I didn't want people staring at me or questioning what I ate, here's your tip. Hide in your car. Eat like a criminal or like a raccoon. Hidden in your car where you believe no one can see you, even though they can.
Yep.
I used to eat, what's that chili burger place? Tommy's?
Tommy's.
I used to get a chili burger, chili fries, and a large crush soda. And
oh my God.
Eat it in my car. Like,
and then you clenched your bum and ran as fast as you could to the nearest bathroom.
No, Jessica, I didn't, because I don't poop. I'm a lady.
Listeners, Tommy's is one of those places that is the greatest sliced bread until you ingest it. And then the piper comes to collect his pay shortly thereafter, and in particular the next morning.
Yes. You just drew a diagram of your digestive process for us with words.
God, I remember those Tommy stays. I'd be like, no, but it's so good. And
so
then,
Tommy's is the first place I had a homeless person reject me.
Stop it.
Yeah, I was in a Tommy's and this guy was walking
around.
Were
you hitting on them or did you offer them food?
I offered him food. I offered him my French fries and he goes, oh, honey, I don't like potatoes. Could I get a burger? That's what he said. And my face, my jaw just fell open. And my friend who had lived here for a year already patted me on the arm. And he goes, I'm sorry, sir. We're having a conversation. Thank you. And have a blessed night. But I was still frozen. Like he said, no.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what happened?
Ooh.
So so weird. All right. Well, should we do a cleansing breath?
Let's cleanse it out.
Yeah.
Let's cleanse all that chili out.
I never offered anyone food again after that. And I never, I never will. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. All right. So we like to do a cleansing breath. We're going to take a deep breath in, blow out all of the silliness and ranting, and fill up with a little goodness to try and get us through our week. Are you ready, Jessica?
I am.
Okay. Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers. In and out.
That's nice.
That's so nice. It's so nice. All right.
Breathe. Do not forget to breathe, people.
Don't forget to
especially
breathe.
During times of being stressed like this. I've been doing it a lot too, just in general. Even before I feel stressed, sometimes I'm like, I'm just going to take some slow, deep breaths and try to center myself a little bit and everything's okay.
And I'll re-mention something that I've tried to, I'm such a pusher. I've tried to push on you guys before. I have that Aloe Bud app that actually twice a day pops up and reminds me, it's okay, just breathe. And I, when I see that, I take that moment to just take in a deep breath, blow it out. It doesn't stop me from doing anything I'm doing at the moment. It's just a nice cleansing breath while I'm running around doing it. It's nice. So if you have a hard time remembering to drink your water and take your breaths, I'm saying again, Aloe Bud, it's free. It's easy. It also reminds me, I set timers for my medication. So it's practical as well. So anyway, that's a good way. Get some breathing in there, guys. We really need it right now.
Absolutely.
Jessica, I think you're up first with corners.
All right. Well, this is...
You didn't have a corner name?
I guess this is a, but I mean it like I say it. Not, oh, wow. Like Nito. Like,
Yeah, kind of like a what the what? Yeah, I gotcha. I'm on board. I got it.
Okay. So this comes to us from The Mirror. That is a news source in the UK.
British.
All those Brits have, they really have a leg up on comedy. I'll tell you that much. A woman who asked her boyfriend to move in with her for the coronavirus lockdown. First of all, dumbass idea. How long were you together prior to this?
Thank you.
Has been left disgusted with his terrible aim when it comes to going to the loo. That's bathroom for all you non-Brits.
British for bathroom.
The anonymous woman, 28, and her boyfriend, 30. I mean, he's old enough to know better. That's for damn sure.
For sure.
Had been together for a year. Oh, all right. Well, when they decided to go into lockdown. I know. A year when they decided to go into lockdown together at her apartment. They made the decision as she lived alone while he had roommates and her apartment was just nicer and everything went smoothly at the beginning. But after a couple of weeks, she started noticing that the bathroom floor was suddenly always wet around the toilet and couldn't understand why.
Wet? That's not splashing.
At first, she assumed it was water, but quickly realized it was actually urine.
No.
After politely asking her boyfriend about it, he apologized and put it down to his bad aim, but said he'd try harder. Yet weeks went down the line, the floor continued to be frequently splattered with piss. So she confronted him again, since, quote, it's pretty gross to step in his pee several times a week, and it seems like an easy thing to fix.
Jessica.
She said she couldn't wipe it up with some tissue or a cleaning wipe, which are even kept in the cabinet next to the toilet. And although he apologized again, it continued to happen. Writing on Reddit, she explained, I thought about asking him to just pee into the bathtub or something instead, because I don't understand how he can pee on the floor by accident so often and not notice it and clean it up.
Yeah, well, they do notice. They do notice.
Of course they do. Last night, I got up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night and absolutely stepped in piss for the 1,231,298th time.
No.
I had it, and I didn't want to pick a fight or ask him again since it seems clear he can't or won't change. So I got one of my dog's wee-wee pads from when he was a puppy, He's well trained now, and cut it up a bit and taped it down to make sort of a skirt or mat around the floor near the toilet to at least absorb the piss.
Ew.
And yet she keeps using the word piss. Okay.
Yeah.
But when her boyfriend saw what she had done, he was furious.
No, he should have been mortified. He should have been mortified, not furious.
Thank you. Mortified and apologizing profusely.
Yeah, but men's apologies mean nothing because they say it and don't mean it and continue to pee on the floor.
So you're going to love this. My boyfriend saw this morning and is furious with me, saying that I'm calling him a dog, comparing him to an animal, etc. He is an animal.
Yeah, if the paw fits, buddy.
If the paw fits. Maybe you should take your aim on a fire hydrant outside.
Okay? Thank you. Oh, my God. I would legit put a lock on the door and keep the key and say, until you learn how to aim and clean up your mess, you don't get the key back.
It's beyond. Or he gets to go outside like he's on a camping trip.
Yeah.
A perpetual camping trip.
Yeah. She has every right to be mad. I mean, how would he feel if somebody was smearing their poop on the toilet seat?
Don't.
Not good.
I cannot.
Yeah.
I really can't.
My son is at that age where I legitimately told my husband, you need to go in there and show him how to point his pee-pee. And I think I'm going to resort to, and I should have done this when he was little. It's easier to teach them when they're tiny. But a lot of people suggest putting Fruit Loops or ice cubes into the toilet for them to aim at. Uh-huh. And it just gets them used to that. So you know I actually didn't do that when he was tiny. I wish I had. And I may go back to trying it because I'm the only girl in a house sharing one bathroom with two boys.
Nope.
And I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it. I have a steamer for my bathroom floor.
Yeah.
I steam around the toilet because I can't handle it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Also, they can at least aim. We can't. I mean, we have to
Thank
sit.
You. Yes. And I have a really deep urethra. And so my pee-pees can be messy. But do you see me peeing on the floor? No.
Listen, it takes a man all of, 2 minutes to fully shower and scrub themselves down? And it takes them all of about 2 seconds to pee, which, again, can be done anywhere. All people are asking is that you aim it in the bloody toilet, okay?
Thank you! We've lost our minds today. Oh, my God. Okay, well, was there more to the story? Did she punish him?
Pee in the bowl, tuppence a bowl, tuppence a bowl.
I don't know why you thought of that song for pee in the bowl.
I don't either. But maybe you can offer your son tuppence if he makes it in the bowl. That's two pennies, that is. Two.
Is it?
I don't know. Tuppence, two pence. I think so.
I always thought it was Toppins. Toppins a bag. It's
Tuppence. T-U-P-E-N-C. Like Tuppence None the Richer? Wasn't that a 90s pop band?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Now we're getting in a hole that I'm getting lost in.
It's just hearkening back to our love for all things British and how maybe one day we'll get our accents good enough that we can
pull it off.
A British talk show.
Yes. There's a new app. I forget what it is. Somebody told me, but maybe you did. I could be crazy. That's all British shows for like $5.99 a month. Because I told you there are so many British shows that I really want to watch and they only show clips of them on YouTube, like QI.
Yeah.
But this
I love like, QI.
Oh, I love it.
You introduced me to that. I love that.
This makes me laugh so hard. But I guess this app, you can get all the British TV shows. Anyway. All right.
What's your corner?
I have a fun corner. It's a dumb corner, but what makes it fun is I'm very excited. Jessica, I think I've found us. I think I've found us a weirdo of the week.
Oh, you're weird. You're so very weird. Why must you bring your weirdness here?
Thank you, Jessica, for that introduction. I've really missed it. Jessica.
Yes.
This is by Mary Honkus for People Magazine. Woman watered plastic succulent for 2 years. Before realizing it was fake. I was so proud. That's a quote. I was so proud. That's a quote. She made the discovery when attempting to transfer her beloved plant to a new container. Being a plant parent can be stressful. It takes time and energy to assure it gets adequate sunlight and water and has room to grow. Oh, no. One California woman was a proud plant parent for 2 years before realizing that her beautiful succulent was actually a piece of plastic. Kaylee Wilkes, a stay-at-home mom, shared her story on Facebook, a now viral post. I've had this beautiful succulent for about 2 years now. I was so proud of this plant. It was full, beautiful coloring. Just an overall perfect plant, she wrote. It wasn't until she was transplanting her succulent into a new vessel that she made the shocking discovery.
No.
Quote, I go to pull it from the original plastic container it was purchased with to learn this plant was fake, wrote Wilkes. I put so much love into this plant. I washed its leaves, tried my hardest to keep it looking its best, and it is completely plastic. That's
cool. What gave it away? The styrofoam base instead of soil and roots?
Instead of a healthy root system, when Wilkes, 24, pulled her beloved plant from the container, she found a styrofoam block with sand glued to the top.
Oh, mm-hmm.
She recounts that she had been a very devoted plant mom. I had it up in my kitchen window. I had a watering plan for it. If someone else tried to water my succulent, I would get so defensive because I just wanted to keep good care of it. Things will never be the same for Wilkes. I feel like these last 2 years have been a lie, she concluded. Still, the comments on her post were mostly supportive and commiserated with her loss. This
supportive?
Yeah. This is me. I am this girl, wrote one person. Sounds like my last relationship, joked another. For those hoping to support a live house plant, a succulent's a good place to start as they're relatively hardy. Their most common downfall, overwatering. Soak the roots and let them dry out, advises Sunset Magazine, because their roots tend to rot if they sit in water. Be sure to include drainage at the bottom of any planter. Ugh, this just feels like a lot. You know what? Buy a plastic plant.
I mean, I am so enraged about this.
Oh,
two things. Number one, lady, you didn't notice that it didn't grow 1 millimeter in 2 years, yet you felt the need to finally transplant it 2 years later. You usually do that when it outgrows the pot. Okay.
Sure.
Number two, any plant, regardless, even a succulent, absorbs water.
Okay.
And I want to know where that water went, which I'm sure is all over her countertop.
Well, I think
because there was nothing to suck it up because it was styrofoam.
Well, the styrofoam may have sucked it up, you know. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I am not, and I am offended that you are.
Well, I will say this. It said she's a stay-at-home mom, and I'm like, are her kids alive?
Does she
know the difference between alive and dead?
She needs to be sentenced to 60 hours of community service at a local nursery.
Yeah, in a community garden center.
Yep. Yep. Let's start there. I mean, my God.
Yeah, well.
Trust me, I've done dumb things in my life, too. But 2 years, I'm sorry, that's more generosity than I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt on. I feel
like that could easily, this woman could easily be me, so I'm trying to be nice. Okay, well, let's move on into our faves.
Oh, dear God, that's funny.
I love, too, that this article ended with, like, a full paragraph and a half of legitimate plant advice. It was, like, a ridiculous story. And then it's like, but if you do want a real succulent, don't let it sit in water. Your People magazine.
That's hysterical. This article is brought to us by CNN, and it is regarding a teacher who paid his students' utility bills with his stimulus check. Teacher Kent Chambers says he's fortunate to still be able to work during the corona pandemic. So when he and his wife received their stimulus payment, they decided to help people who haven't been as lucky. Chambers has taught math at Bob Jones High School in Madison, Alabama since 1986. He knows some of his students are struggling. I'm actually in better shape because I'm not going to have to pay for gas to drive to work, and I'm still getting paid the exact same amount. There's no need for me to take the money and splurge and do something reckless with it. Let's help somebody body that really needs it.
Oh my God.
Chambers and his wife received $2,400 because they're married. More than 88 people received the stimulus payments last week, blah, blah. Chambers said he used $600 to pay the utility bills for three of his students. He made the payments anonymously, so the families will just see they have zero balance.
Oh my God.
The money should cover their bills for a little more than 2 months. He's also donating $600 to the Burn Care Center at Shriners Hospital for Children in Cincinnati because the hospital has taken good care of his niece since she was hurt in a house fire. Chambers said his wife is also doing what she can to support local businesses and has kept paying her gym membership even though the gym is closed. Kent Chambers and his sweet, sweet self and his wife for giving their money to help others.
That's amazing. That's so, so sweet. He's a teacher.
I love it. And that he did it for students that he knew were in need for their families.
I love that. What's his name again?
Kent Chambers.
Chambers. I love that so much.
Yep. And just in time for last week was Teacher Appreciation Week. And my God, whether you have kids or not, appreciate teachers because they're the ones molding our future. Okay.
And I'm sorry. You guys know that we're good friends with the I Mom So Hard ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Just love them to bits and pieces. And they released a teacher appreciation video this week.
It was great.
It was so funny to me. I literally sent it to my son's teacher and she was like, I'm crying laughing.
It was the best.
It was so true. Like when Jen's, she's trying to have a Zoom call, like business, whatever. And her son's behind her playing a Switch, which is exactly. First of all, Dash and Henry are, you know, they know each other. They're about a year apart. They play together. They both have Switches. They're both obsessed. And that's exactly what my son does. It doesn't matter what I'm doing in life. He is behind me at all times going, oh, I just turned into a clown face. Where's Bowser? Oh, Super Mario Smash Brothers 8. Like, it's constant. It never stops. So it made me laugh.
It's hilarious.
Okay. Well, my rave this week is very special because it's from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
We adore. We will keep her anonymous, but we did want to share her letter to us. My loves, thank you so, so much for keeping up with the podcast. Please know I appreciate your work and recognize how rad you both are. First of all, I want to stop and say thank you for that. You know, people, it's not the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, and I'm sure not for you either, Jessica, but it is work.
It is work.
It is time. It is money. And, you know, so thank you so much for those words. We love doing this. It's a passion project for us, but thank you for saying that. It's so appreciated.
Absolutely.
I was hoping you'd be willing to share something for me, always. My son was recently diagnosed with childhood apraxia of speech. Is that, am I pronouncing that right, Jessica?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. His name is Jeb. May is Apraxia Awareness Month. Not many people know of this condition. I know I didn't. But here's the definition thanks to Apraxia Kids website. What is childhood apraxia of speech? Childhood apraxia of speech, CAS, is a motor speech disorder that makes it difficult for children to speak. Children with the diagnosis of apraxia of speech generally have a good understanding of language and know what they want to say. However, they have difficulty learning or carrying out the complex sequenced movements that are necessary for intelligible speech. I realize times now are kind of hard on all of us, but even understanding this disorder can help so much. People often wonder why Jeb isn't speaking or using sign language. He can understand everything we say to him. However, he cannot participate in dialogue. He still loves to be talked to, and it breaks my heart to see people stop interacting with him because he cannot speak. So people think he cannot understand them.
Mm.
He wants to be treated like any child and be a part of this world too. Recently, I've been shopping through Amazon Smile, which I do too, people. So it's good to know that Apraxia Kids has a place if you want to add a smile. All you have to do is literally put like their link in with Smile. You can Google it. They'll tell you the steps. It takes 10 seconds to change your Amazon so that every time you buy things from Amazon, which I know we all have a love-hate with Amazon, but at least that way, something's going back every time you
purchase.
So look into that. Anyway, truly, I would just appreciate if you shared what apraxia is. I would appreciate it. Happy World Apraxia Awareness Month. Love her. And she sent a picture of her little, who is
the cutest.
The cutest. But I don't want to like get into the personals of it, but they're doing speech therapy, but with the pandemic, this has all stopped. Let's see. His therapist emailed us 2 weeks ago to say that she was furloughed because of the pandemic. So right now he's not getting therapy. I'm trying my best, but I have no idea what I'm doing. Good for you, Mama. Good for you. Mm-hmm. We're all doing our best. So anyway, Jessica and I are going to write letters to them because mm-hmm. I've been trying. I'm going to send them cards they didn't ask for.
but thank you for sharing that with us and making us aware.
Yes, because can I tell you why? There are so many different, what would you say, ways that people's brains and bodies work that are different from whatever the societal norm is that doesn't make them any less. And I understand exactly what she's going through because my son, he had some sensory issues much stronger when he was little. And because he was still learning speech, he's still not that conversational. He'd rather just be quiet, you know, but once you get him going, then you can't stop him. But anyway, there were times in his childhood where he knew what I was saying. He knew what we were saying. And he knew what he wanted to communicate, but he didn't know how. And it caused behavioral issues for a little bit. And I would just cry because I was like, I'm so frustrated and sad for him because he knows what he wants to communicate. Yes. He doesn't know how. And it's making him angry and sad. So it's so important. I like that she said he just wants to be treated like a normal kid. He wants people to talk to them. To him, even though he can't necessarily communicate back right now. I'm sure they're working on that. And it just broke my heart because I was like, yeah, it's like when we watch special books by special kids, his interviews, he often asks those people, do you want people to talk to you? How can someone be your friend? And those are the types of, that's what I want to see become the norm. Where we're all different. We all accept it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's brains work differently, but we can still interact and have a lovely time together. So like, for example, my son, and I'm sure it's the same for her adorable little, I learned how to understand him to a point that he felt heard until we could find the proper exercises and things to help him learn to communicate. And I think that when people are aware of things like that, and then it takes away the need for it to be weird. Does that make sense?
So
if I met her son and I was aware and informed, I would just talk to him like anybody else. And that's all he wants.
Also, I just hope that the day comes where people stop making assumptions or asking. I'm always blown away at people because I'm sure she, as the mother, gets asked questions or people think their kid's being rude or acting shy or whatever. There's so many factors to what every individual is going through that we will never know. Okay. So you just try to be a decent human and talk to people like you would anyone else. I love that part of my friend's manners classes, our friend Tracy Meyer from Welcome to the Fam podcast, she does this with her students every year. One of her days is dedicated to how to treat people that are different than us.
I love it.
And she brought in her nephew, Baker, who we've also talked about, who we all love Baker. And are Baker.
I just wore my Team Baker shirt yesterday.
I love it. And she brought him in for the same thing. And Baker's mom even said that he is a little boy, just like in a kid, just like any of you. And he can hear you and he can understand you and you can talk to him and you don't need to be scared. And oh, God, just people. Let's, as human beings, all of us in this crew, if you're a Rants and Raves listener, you have compassion in your heart and just try to spread the word and be the example of treating people normal.
Yeah, just because
that's my wish.
He doesn't have the dialogue yet to be able to converse back with you doesn't mean that he should be avoided.
Exactly.
You know, that's people need to be aware of that for sure. Totally. Thank you. And I just want to say too, thank you so much for sharing, because not only does it
absolutely
make us better people, but it helps people understand him so he can fit into the world a little easier. It doesn't have to be a scary or weird thing, I guess is what I'm saying. We're all different. We all have different needs. We just have to learn each other.
Totally. And I have a lot of friends who've had kids that are speech delayed or have had multiple issues with speech in general, and some that are still not talking at this point. The beauty of awareness too is that even if one person hears this, doesn't even necessarily have to be a parent who's experiencing this. It could be a friend or a family member where you say, you know what? I'm just throwing this out there, but maybe ask your doctor about blah, 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 or look this up, check out this thing, and they can look up a link and then start educating themselves on what to look for, or what the possibilities may be. So thank you for bringing that to light, because I've never heard of it. I never knew of it. And now other people can know of it because of you letting us know.
Absolutely. And I think when you meet a parent who has a child that has some sort of special need in some way of any kind, if they, you know, they feel like they have to explain to you, and I'm sure it's exhausting. But if you were able to go, oh, childhood, no, I know what that is. Okay, cool. And move on. Do you know how understood and seen and just happy that must make that parent feel to release them of the necessity of exploring and trying to make it, you know, sound okay and make you comfortable and make the child, like, it's just so much. If you were able to just go, oh, cool, I know what that is. Awesome. And just keep right on going, how good that would feel.
I know.
So spread the word, I guess, is my point.
Do.
Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can also find us on our website. There's a contact us button, www.therantsandravespodcast.com. You can find us on, you can email us, therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Twitter, rants_the, I guess.
At raves underscore.
Oh, shoot. I never remember. Anyway,
it's our least used platform. Get us on Instagram and Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, if you want to be cool. So anyway, hit us up with your rants, with your encouragement, with your good news stories from around you. Or if you just, I don't know, want to like type out a bunch of words, we'll read them. We don't care. So I like to end every week, Jessica, with a weekly point to ponder.
Yes, I love them.
Well, and I just figure you're doing a lot of Zoom meetings and stuff. You're working a ton. If your crew just needs a little bit of a break, you can give them some interesting information that can spark some nighttime discussion for them at home or around the dinner table.
Okay.
Jessica.
Yes.
Did you know that the medical name for a butt crack is intergluteal cleft?
No, but now I know where cleft on a chin comes from. Thank you.
Your butt. Okay, great. We'll see you next week, guys. Jessica, I had fun with you today.
I had so much fun with you. Thank you.
I just took up 7 hours of Jessica's day for this 1 hour podcast. Okay, we'll be back next week, guys. Bye.
Love ya.
Love ya.
Bye.